This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Less than a week ago, a fire engulfed four buildings in Harper's Ferry's commercial district that contained eight shops and two apartments, causing an estimated $2 million in damage. The buildings damaged were built in the 1800s, some before the Civil War. Now, Liz McCormick reports the city seems to be in high spirits as they talk of rebuilding.
Harper's Ferry Mayor Gregory Vaughn says the damage affected nearly half of commercial businesses in the town, and for the 280 residents, it was a major setback. However, that didn't stop the people of Harper's Ferry from keeping their doors open over the weekend. Despite the loss, tourists turned out in large numbers, and Vaughn said shops and restaurants unaffected by the fire were packed with people.
It was a positive weekend, and trying to make something positive out of a very negative thing, and I think that we're on the right step.
Vaughn also says there's been an overwhelming amount of support shown nationally.
Being so small, this is such a dramatic thing for us, and it's uplifting, and I think that that has given us the strength and courage to move forward and further defining what we need to do to return historic Harper's Ferry.
Saturday, Vaughn held meetings with Harper's Ferry officials to discuss rebuilding, and more talks will be held this week. Monday, Vaughn met with shop owners to discuss their current needs as they rebuild. The West Virginia Fire Marshal's office says the cause of the fire is still under investigation. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
West Virginia's congressional delegation is still in Washington battling it out with their fellow lawmakers over the funding of the country's roads and railways under the Federal Highways Trust Fund. But as that debate continues, another issue, one that is just as important, is being pushed to the back burner, education. In early 2002, President George W. Bush signed the No Child Left Behind Act, a sweeping education reform bill. At the time, the change was big. It required all states to test all students and also set national benchmarks for student achievement. Now, some 13 years later, Congress is working to reauthorize the program, but members of both chambers have approved bills that look very different from the original and from each other. As Ashton Mara reports, the two versions of the bill are set to head to a congressional conference committee, but it likely won't happen until the end of Congress's August break.
I actually was in the classroom when No Child Left Behind came out. And I remember this kind of panic.
Christine Campbell is the president of the West Virginia chapter of the American Federation of Teachers. But in 2002, when No Child Left Behind took effect, she was teaching fourth grade at Marlinton Elementary School in Pocahontas County.
I really specifically remember a panic in teachers in the classroom of what that was going to mean and what it was going to do to the education system and the expectations for all kids to reach a certain point.
What Campbell is referring to was one of the key pieces of No Child Left Behind. It required states to test all students and set national benchmarks for achievement on those tests based on race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, and other factors. Reach the benchmark, unlock federal dollars. Fail, and those dollars were taken away. Michelle Blatt is the Chief Accountability Officer for the West Virginia Department of Education.
It didn't matter if you started in one place and really grew a long ways. There were still sanctions if you didn't meet the bar that they set.
But now, members of Congress are thinking of turning the program on its head. Senator Shelley Moore Capito voted in favor of a bill that would do just that. It's known as the Every Child Achieves Act.
The federal strings are not going to be tied to whether or not you're meeting certain standards, certain national standards. You have to meet the state standards.
The Senate version of the bill removes federal achievement benchmarks and puts the power back in the hands of the states to set both achievement goals and accountability measures.
The most important thing that West Virginians need to know is that West Virginia will be in control of its education system.
Senator Joe Manchin also voted in favor of the Senate version that calls on states to continue testing students, using those tests as just a piece to the accountability puzzle, which could also include things like graduation rates. The House version does much of the same, pushing power back to the states and continuing testing, but those tests are not a major part of the accountability factor. The Republican-backed bill passed by a slim margin, 218 to 213, with no Democrat voting in favor. The president president has said he will not sign a bill that looks like one approved by the House. The Senate version, on the other hand, passed on a vote of 81 to 17, calling the Senate, quote, the most toxic political environment, end quote, he's ever seen. Manchin says that vote should send a message to both the House and the president that what the Senate has approved is a good fix. Without a compromise version, Accountability Officer Blatt says West Virginia's education system is being controlled by a world of uncertain waivers. In 2013, the state received a flexibility waiver from the U.S. Department of Education, allowing them to create their own system of testing and accountability. But Blatt says the waiver, which expires in 2018, could be pulled by the next president or the next federal education secretary, setting back West Virginia students.
I think the important thing about it is just that if they can reach agreement and we can just get legislation and move forward so that we know that there's something set in stone, because the time that has been spent writing waivers, you know, the hours that's been spent going through peer review, rewriting waivers to get approval that could have been spent, you know, really working with the schools and, you know, making more of a difference.
What the final product will look like, neither Blatt nor Manchin nor Capito can say. But WVAFT President Campbell says should a bill pass at all, it will be a true test for the state to create a system that empowers both West Virginia teachers and students. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.